Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Most of you know the Montana Family Foundation as a public policy organization with a presence at the Montana Capitol. Less known, but equally important, is our presence in the Montana courts. Some have labeled us the conservative offset to Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, and that's important because passing bills through the legislature is only half of the battle. The other half is getting them to stick in court, and with the overwhelming liberal makeup of the Montana Supreme Court, that can be quite a challenge. That said, we feel we're up to the task, and our legal efforts are overseen by Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Anita Milanovich, a First Amendment and election law litigator with over 15 years of experience at the national level. The cases that we accept all have to do with life, marriage and family, school choice, and religious freedom, and they all have a First Amendment free speech or religious liberty component. A great example is an amicus brief that we're filing today with the United States Supreme Court in the case of Espinosa v. Montana Department of Revenue. This case arises out of a 2015 law passed by the legislature that allowed for tax credits for scholarship donations to help struggling students find a private school that worked for them. The Bullock administration blocked participation by private religious schools, which in our opinion is classic viewpoint discrimination, so lawsuits were filed. Our side won two decisions at the district court level, then lost at the Montana Supreme Court. Now, the case is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the first step is a petition for a writ of certiorari, commonly called a cert petition. It's the formal request for the court to take the case, which in itself is a long shot. The court receives roughly 7,500 cert petitions each year, and of those, between 60 and 75 will be heard in oral arguments, and another 60 to 75 will be disposed of in written form. That's roughly 1% that are accepted by the court. In our case, we feel the odds are better because the issue was already decided in our favor by the U.S. Supreme Court in a similar case out of Arizona. Our 18-page brief does not argue the merits of the case, it simply argues why the court should accept the case. Our arguments on the issue will come later in a second amicus brief if the court agrees to hear the case. If at least four justices say they want to hear the case, then we're in, and the court will hear the case sometime next winter. Oral arguments are heard on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday mornings, beginning the first Monday in October, and usually ending the last week in April. The actual decision could be announced as late as July of 2020. It's a long process from the drafting of a bill to finally seeing it passed to litigating it if necessary and finally receiving a decision. In the case of Espinosa, it will have taken about 10 years, and we've been there every step of the way. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.